Permettez à Murray, comme ministre, peut-être que c'est une chose de manière, c'est le marché chaud par. Okay. So, we're up to packet 30, and you're late to zero. Okay. So, okay, have the Russian problem. So tefillah, we know that the woman has to be go to the mikveh, means she has to be totally submerged in the mikveh. So if one strand of hair is above the water, then it's no good. Right? So that's like you didn't do anything. Even though one strand of hair is only a miyut, and miyut we say is derabbana, that's only by chatzitza. But this is a din of bias mayim, and bias mayim has to be kulon, all or nothing. So if you look for a second on packet 31 in the Ravid on page 3, sheisha tovelos al gabo, that if a woman is tovela, she has to have another lady there to watch her. Lo nishar, or you can use some type of net, but to suppress. But that's already not so simple to do. So because then you can run into other problems. So the most practical situation is. And what mikvahs have today? They have a mikvah lady, and the mikvah lady is there to supervise. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 9, packet 31. Tzarech lahamid al gadla yehudis gedola, meaning she's more than bat mitzvah. Yosi b'shtei mesoshana v'yom lechad shashi tovel sotira shalom tishar misar rosha atzaf al bnei hamayim. V'ein lamishnei amar al gadla o shul b'layla tichvasara. So I'll rosh b'chutei seyar she'inam chotzim. You could try to put some type of net, etc. But again, practically speaking, it's not so practical. So
this is the only thing I'm not concerned about any other part of plastic now. So for head and shave, then
yeah, that's why, right? In certain Hasidic circles.
So do they have a halakhic or they
Yes,
don't?
yes, yes.
Why?
Yeah,
They don't need one. I mean,
that's... Yeah, but so I'm not going to say it with kula. I'm only going to say it. I mean, yeah, the Satmar circles, right? They,
Is all of should be helpful? Is all of we should go to
yeah, but we don't do that. What can I tell you? There's a famous tshuva of the Noda Yehuda. If you can help me find it here someplace, that where is it? You know, the truth of another view that says that if there's no lady there, the husband could be the mikvah lady. That's also not ideal because the husband's not supposed to see the wife not clothed while she's Anita. That's Makoma Samchusim. But the another view says, but she's about to become Tahora. You know, so did I put that in the ready in the packet of the Mekomas HaMechusim? No? You gotta see. But that's the true Vinod. We might have done it in the other packets. You know what I mean? The packet about Makoma Samachusim. No?
I think Rebbe mentioned once when it came to COVID.
When you came to COVID?
Like sometimes they have.
Yeah. And in this generation, you know, women want independence and they want to say that no, they don't want to go. But the mikvah shouldn't, you know, has to be strict that, you know, they can have a husband, but, you know, it could cause a whole, Pirtza in there's a famous tshuva of the Rabbi Kiva Eiger on page 4. says, Ichushtavavada. What's the deal if a woman was Tovel alone? In your question, okay, at one marm, Shashaka, we mean it to Isha Muhelis Bemaim, Tail of Ada Benar with Chia Salila. Why was a Hafifa? So the Shoyal, though the Behuda says, maybe that's only a Din Lechatchila. But if B'dieved also Latvila. But he says, no. He says, if she does this other eitzah, also latfila. Is that nishma b'loti kunzev? Tavla beinol veina atzma, lo also latfila. If you're a Shmuel, it's good consider veras aladas. So this is a chomadika thing that a woman needs to have someone watching her. And I told you, sometimes you have women like this that, oh no, we don't over alone. It's not right. So Yishonim thought that this is a very important thing. So that's one thing we have to know. Well, she has to be, she has to have some knowledge. She doesn't have to be the Bucky in Hilchos Miklos. But she has to know certain things.
Like what?
Some mikvah ladies, the Rabbi says the eager of the mikvah ladies to see that she's totally immersed. Some mikvah ladies also look at the chatzitzas and things like that. Sometimes that can be helpful. Sometimes some mikvah ladies maybe could be overly, careful with that. Okay, but you need a mikvah lady, and usually they're going to be somewhat, trained by the previous mikvah lady or somebody there. Again, it's not like a bodeka has to be more trained it's not a maka, but it has to be somebody has to be from Jew. Whereas they don't have namanas. Okay. Then back to Pachter 30. He says, Isha lo tamad al gabi kli cheres. So this is another halacha that if you would never have known this halacha, say you want to put something under the, when you're tovel, a mat. Especially if she's tovel in the ocean, put a mat underneath. So the halacha is you're not going to be tovel at anything that's makabel tum. And a man is makabel tum. So even though you would think, what's wrong? I mean, there's no chatzitza, there's no nothing. This is gezeiras machatzos. Because it says, lo tamar, on page 30, paragraph, isha lo tamar al gabi kli cheres. The titbo. Because we're afraid if she's going to go on top of a kli cheres, she may go in the kli cheres. And gezeiras machatzos. So that's another important thing. That a woman cannot be standing on something, so she can't wear her flops, her frocks or whatever, because they anything that's mekabel tuma. And then Shulchan Aruch says on page 6, Lo titpo b'mokom sheish chashash ti'erua b'nei adam. She can't go in a place where there be a chashash that people can see her, because then she's going to be do a quick job and it might not be good. And then Lamed Hey about posture, she shouldn't stand up totally erect, because then some parts of the body, you know, won't get the water. Or if she's too bent down, there could be a flap in, you know, the skin that's covered up, you know, if you're too. So he says, Shochet Ma'at, she bends a little bit until the parts of her body are all. This is back at 30. Yes, yeah, Lamed Hey, yeah. On page 6, back at 30. But then, or Lamed Hey says, should, you know, close her eyes too tight. You know, all these halakhas, you have to know. Then does she have to have Morgan? Morgan.
Sometimes pools or stuff have mats on the floor and plastic or whatever mats that have a mold in them. People don't slip, or those can't be quick.
Right.
Even though she's going to be worried, she's going to slip. Meaning if it's just liquid around there, she doesn't have anything.
She's going to go slow. Very slow. But there's Xeris Mechatzel.
But for an ally, that's like incorporated. It wouldn't be a problem.
I don't know. It should be Tambi Tumas, you know, different types of tumor. So. Does she have to put her feet above the ground when she goes, when she's Tovelis? So there's a famous Mishnah, the Rav quotes on page 8, paragraph 30. Amat bil samita. You know, in those days, everyone went to the mikveh. You know, in other words, you had to take a chair and bring it to the mikveh, because maybe tum and tumme, you know what I mean? Because they were, mikvos wasn't only for nida. I mean, for Ishul Baila, it was for taras. So anything, if a nida sat in this chair, now this chair's tummy. Now someone else is going to sit in the chair. They're not going to be able to eat truma or kachim or whatever. So, what? Who's going to go to the mikvah?
A chair in the mikvah. Then someone's going to go into the mikvah. The person's going to go to the mikvah. No matter what kind of chair
she's sat
in the morning.
No, but the chair itself became tummy. So now the chair is going to be mitame. Say a man, he wants to eat truma. So now he's going to sit in the chair that the nidah sat in previously.
On any chair.
If a tummy person touched it, sat in it. So now you have to bring the chair, the bed, into the mikveh. So the Mishnah says in Mikvos on page 8, Mikvos, Perek, Zion, Mishnah, Zion, Hamadbil, Asamita, Shogla, Shokos, Petit, Ava, Tahorim, Neshamay, Mikadmin. Say you put a, you know, as the mikvahs those days, they were just a hole in the ground. There could be mud. So now it got into the mud. So we have to worry that when you be tovel the mikvah, so the water's not going to get under the bottom of the kli, of the chair or the bed, etc. Same thing if a woman's standing in the mikvah. So how's the water going to get underneath? So the halacha is not a problem. Neshamayim, look at page 8, second line, in packet 30. Neshamayim mikadmin. Makdimin. Because before, when the person comes into the mikvah, or the chair comes in, water gets in on the right away. But that doesn't count yet, because you see, mikvah, you can't do piecemeal. Like Hagolah, you could magil part of the kli, part, till you do the whole thing. It doesn't have to be all at once. Mikvah has to be all at once. But the halacha is that when a woman walks into the mikvah, so now the water's getting on, before she finally gets to the place where she's going to be, the water gets under her foot. So now there's liquid under the foot, right? Even now she's ready to be tovel. When she goes under, so the liquid is under the foot, is attached to the rest of the mikvah. So even though the whole shefa of the water is not going to be under the foot, but there's still water that was under the foot from while she was walking in. And that water is mechubar to the rest of the mikvah. So therefore, she doesn't have to. So that's what raised the feet. That's what it says on page 9. Oh, Sif Lamed. Eina tzricha l'chagbiya ragla b'shas tfilosa. You mean shav pit. Afal pish, you know, if it's not have something that has mud. Afal pish, drusus ala ritzba in chachatzitza v'neshamayim magdimen l'ragla.
Does that mean
meaning the mayim comes before she's totally ready to go into do the tefillah, the mayim already came under her foot, so that it's wet.
And that water is mitstare
to the rest of
the rest of the water. Got it. Okay.
Okay, the question of whether the shach is a whole discussion, what if it's muddy? But usually it's not going to be muddy. Okay, so that's another important halacha. So we did the halacha of the mikvah lady. We did the halacha of what? Not standing in something that's mekabel tuma. We did the halacha of mayim mekadmin.
No.
What did you say?
Had enough snow.
Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says you could be tovel in snow, but the Shach disagrees.
Why?
And says the snow is only when the snow is melted.
But when it's snowy, it doesn't
happen. So usually we're not tovel in the snow. Nafka Mina, sometimes people want to be tovel fork in the snow. Instead of going to mikvah, there's a big snowstorm, go outside and be tovel, just stick the fork in. According to the Mechaber, that might be good, but we're machmer there. I tell you, someone just called me the other day. They want to know about going to the, you know what I mean? Like, to go to all these other places, we don't do unless there's, you know, some of these places might not be good, Dina, but even if they are good, there are other issues that could come up. You know, the chatzitzas, you know, things that are not private and things like. So you always should go to the established mikveh, you know, not to you, if you're in a situation where you're somewhere on a vacation and this and that, then it could be, you know, ways to deal with it. There's another halacha. On page 9, back at 31. Neither should tovel below kavana, nor should tovel tach bayla, a reason returns the bayla. Right, if you tovel below, it just doesn't happen so much. You happen to fall in the water without clothing on, and whatever. But okay, Mish machmir. Okay, that doesn't come up.
I'm going to the ocean. I'm going to go to the beach.
What? Somebody throws her because she gets pushed in? You don't see her coming down. She's going to the back.
Maybe she's going to the swim.
That's fine. The thing below that one is when you didn't even eat the line. You went to the beach just to take a walk.
Okay.
Boats were loose.
Page 26, in the end of Hilchos Mikvos, talks about bathing after the mikveh. You want to take a shower after the mikveh. This came up a lot with COVID. You know, everyone was going crazy with So the halacha is, if a person is tovel and then they go Rosh of Aruba, b'mayim shuvim, that's metame. So the Ramah writes on page 26. He says, "Lachat tefila b'mei mikvah sherim." On page, "Mutars lekaras lemerchatz the day that she chamim matzma v'lachatz over lirchatz achakach yesh ostrim achay nogel." Wow. So he says that yesh ostrim not to wash, not to take a bath or a shower after the mikvah. So that's a big thing, not to bathe after the mikvah. I mean, so when? Forever? When? So it means till they're with the husband. Because once you're with your husband, then what's the idea? Because there was a gzeira that people were going to think that the bath is really metayer. And then eventually they're going to say, so forget the mikvah, let's just go to the bath or the shower. So therefore they made a gzeira that you can't do it. So, yeah.
I mean, I know it's not really such like that, but a lot of like, men who go for showers and go to the day, then people not go to shower after that.
So what about men? Okay, so let's do one thing. We'll do the women first. So first, the gra has a kula. Where's the gra? Here, the bira gra. If you look at the gra kuf chav zayin, in page 26, the third line from the beginning of kuf chav zayin, zera shusham ein el truma. It could be that the whole gzeira is only by truma. If you want to eat truma and you total yourself, then you shouldn't. But if it's not truma, then not. So Rav Abadi thought that that's one sad kula, just to rely on the gra if a person needed. Again, the chathila, you know, your husband is not truma. A woman to be with the husband, husband's kula. Not sure.
Husband's
going. Husband's cool. So if the whole thing only applies to Truma, then that's number one. There is a sheet that's brought down. Maybe it's only said if you tovel at the mikveh. I mean, you take a shower at the mikveh after the tefillah. If you do it in a different location, maybe not. It's another discussion.
According to the Svara, wouldn't that make proper sense? So once you have a mikvah. I mean, there's no reason to have your water showers.
Right.
once you're out. But they're still hurting herself. And a lot of people look at me that makes a mistake.
They can still say that.
Or see what about herself that she knows.
But that's another star.
She comes back, she goes to the shower.
That's another star. So you always have the grah. The grah is one star, that's only the truth. And then the other star that's brought down is that it's only in the place of the mikvah. That's another possibility.
What if they touch?
What if they touch? Oh. So there is, Rav Moshe has this tshuva, unbelievable tshuva. Unbelievable tshuva from Rav Moshe in here, in this packet. No, where's the tshuva? And by the way, Harav, back. In the foot Shani on page 35 in packet 31. Shir is a look at the fields are in here, and the culture in of also Isaac al Fila Mutter. Then for Yotzami and Mikva, Mutter Lurchams. He said it. Rav Nissen Karelitz. Nissen Karelitz. He was a big, he passed away not too long ago. He was the head of the Kol Chazanish in B'nai Brak. Good call. Yeah, Chazanish nephew. Rav Nissen, the Heiliger of Nissen. But what about the Heiliger of Moshe Feinstein? What did he say? So there's a tshuva here, page 31, unbelievable tshuva. To Rav Shlomo Ribak, Lita. Who is that? You know who that is? Who said it? Right. What? Hey, he's Rabbi Pesach. It used to be the rabbi. I mean, his shul is where my daughter goes to school, in Bachanora. That was his shul, Rabbi Ribak.
Experience of the New Age.
Yeah. So he has, there's a tshuva to him. So this tshuva was written in Menachem Av Tovshin Chalches. We have you in Menachem Av Tovshin Chalches. It's a long time ago. That's, like, what, 75 years ago or something? 55 years ago. Sorry, 55 years ago. 55 years ago. So he told me the background to this tshuva. Rabbi Rebek used to be a rabbi here in MTA. He works, whatever. I'm family with him. I see him around every once in a while. So he told me the background to this tshuva. You know what the background of this tshuva is? This tshuva was written in Menachem Av. It was in the summer. So what's the significance of the summer? There is a significance of the summer. This is the bungalow colony thing. So what's the bungalow colony thing? So there are a lot of women, mothers, they take the family up to the bungalow for the whole summer. But the husband, he has to make the living. So he can't be up in the mountains the whole summer. So he comes up like a face Thursday night, and he'll leave the Sunday, early Monday morning. No,
weekend warriors.
Weekend warriors, right. Right. So they come up for the, you know, you have a whole chevra of those type of people. Oh, so what would happen? The women very often would have to, their mikvah night would be, say, on a Monday night, Tuesday night. So what was the problem? They didn't want to go to the mikvah. Why not? Because they know this halacha that they can't shower till they're with the husband. So you had a bunch of women that were waiting till Thursday night or whatever to go to the mikvah. Because if they would go, and mikvah night was Monday night, or Tuesday night, and the husband's not there, so they're not going to be able to shower the whole thing. So they would all wait till face Thursday night. The mikvah would be hours and hours of waiting. So Rabbi Rebek said, "What are we going to do?" So he said, "It has to be." So he asked the people, "If I get a psak from Rav Moshe, will you listen?" So he said, "Yeah, if you get a psak in writing from Rav Moshe to be matter them to go when they're supposed to go, Monday night, Tuesday night, whatever." So Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva, and he said, that they could. That night, that day. But the next day, shower, swimming pool. Right, they wouldn't be able to go to the swimming pool also. That would be another issue. They want to go swimming. So you have a bear of Shabbos clothes, train animal bobayom. So it's only if it's bobayom. The minhag rak le bobayom. If noga af al yomim harbeik shalobobayom, who minhag tol, so ain't a clue. And if a woman was doing this, and she had went to the mikvah Monday night, and she was waiting not to shower or go to the swimming pool till Thursday, Friday, then that's tam plow mistake. And it's not even considered, they say it's a minhag tol. And he says, "Vimi isha istenis shalotucha lizbol shalom lizkarachet yom shalem." So it's also wash. He has to wait a whole 24 hours, a whole day, till the next night. That, but what if she's a woman? You know, she doesn't want to wait 24 hours. Yeshvahatel became as the dinu rak das yochid elochus l'derzu. So if she's an istenis, we can even be matir before that. Rak shenogu l'hachmi imachmi el turov hapomim shaleket tzarek gadol. But he says he thinks he says he doesn't think it's such a tzorach. I mean, yes, everyone has a different perspective of how often you shower. But he says that he thinks they can wait a day. But that's the real halacha, it's just a day. You know, so go to the mikvah Monday night, by Tuesday night they could take the shower. They don't have to wait till Thursday. And he thinks, and even that, if they're on the istinus, that they feel they could even go before that. And then you have the other kula. Again, you have the gross kula. Rav Moshe is not even working with the gross kula. He's not working with Rav Nissen Karelitz's kula. He's working straight that there's a problem.
What's Rav Nissen Karelitz's kula?
That if you erochates not at the mikveh, in a different locale. Right, that was in the packet here. So that's what Moshe said. And then that solved the problem. And now everyone went to the mikveh when they were supposed to go. And either they wait a day or not wait a day, whatever. And then on Thursday night, the husbands were coming up Thursday afternoon, and now the women, you know, were wanting to be in the mikveh. The women who were supposed to go Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, all those women were all waiting for Thursday night. If they were going to come up today on Thursday night or Friday, or whatever. What are you saying? So that was the background behind this tshuva. Okay. That's a good tshuva. Then there's a question about how. When is the woman supposed to make the bracha? Because we know that a ger is only to make the bracha after the tefillah. But our women aren't the orises. So the question is, did they make a low plug that all tefillah should be after, the bracha should be afterwards, or not? So this is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a machlokes, the Ashkenazim and the Sfarim. How to do it. Because the Ashkenazim, the Tovel, first, and then they make the bracha. I mean, the meaning is that the Tovel several times. So let's see if we can find it here. And the Sfardim followed the Rambam that you always have to make the bracha over Lasiyasa. Oh, yeah, it's in packet 31. So in page 16 in packet 31, Simon Reish says Peshed Mal Peshed Oled Chalukot Vach Shek Vishon Musazon Tivan Al Tzvima. And she takes off her robe, and then she's tovah. V'deishon Shalot Vach Ad Achar Tzvima. Hey Nogim Shachar Tzvima. In other words, the others hold that that she makes it after the tzilah. She's tovel, then she makes the bracha. Then some are tovel after again. Some have three tefillahs, some have more tefillahs. And then the question is, how do they make the bracha if they're unclothed? So the Rambam says, the Chavis says, that no, they're wearing a robe, and they're not even in the mikveh. That's one approach. But the other approach, the Or Cheskayim, is that no, that they could be standing in the water and make the bracha, even though they're not wearing clothing on. Because you need two, to make a bracha, you need two things. You need that it to be a difference, like a gartel between the lave and the erva. So if a person's not wearing clothing, there's no separation. And that's number one. So you need a gartel. And number two, the erva has to be covered. Even if you're wearing a gartel, there's a separation, but it's not covered. So Shach quotes Darf Haskayim. So what you can do is that if they're standing, but the halacha of that you need a gartel is only for men, because the man's aver protrudes, the woman's aver is more recessed. So therefore, there's no din of libororis erva. But then it has to be covered up. So the Shach quotes in the Or Cheskayim here that she's in the water. The water is covering it up. So then you have both things. Things taken care of. Yeah, and the Shalah says on page 22, Rebekah's Atfila Yesh Machlokes, you should throw a Kodem Atfila or Achar Atfila. Right, you follow the Rambam that says you always have to break a bracha over Las Yasim. Rishi Lachosi mentioned Maisa, she is in the Yishol Kach Lachar, Bidbol Kol Gufa Pa Machas. She drove her once and then makes the bracha, and then she drove her another time. A bit like my wife said, and some women are drove her a third time. Vizet HaSegadushi Seira, etc. And then, but the Rambam says, no, you always have to make, that's, Rambam says, you always have to do it, you always have to make the bracha first. Because that din is only by gear. There's no option. If everyone else is not a gear, they'll make a loaf to it. Yes, my friend.
Right. So what's the issue of Liberos? We don't really have the erva. It's who's the name? Maybe because just because the woman's an enemy, that's what she can be found.
Right.
Why speak any different about? Why do we even need the lockness of old water separated? Why isn't it just water?
No, because there it's because she's sitting in the ground.
Oh, so there it's covered.
Yeah.
It's covered kilo by the ground. And here it's covered in the bottom, and here it's covered at the top.
Okay. Rabosa, so we did these two packets today, 30, 31. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're up to the packet of Dam Besulim. Okay. And we'll have to figure out how we're going to do the rest, but okay, we'll work it out. But we did 30, 31. I can, as MZ says, yom yom. Yom yom. Right. So we do yom yom. We follow this yom yom shita. And we got the right? Okay. Anyone who's here for Shavuos who need a meal, like to come for a meal, feel, let me know. The night meals, as Hashem will eat at home, the day meals. So if anyone would like to join us, welcome to.
That don't sound like a
question.
That's the reason. And so, I think that's the